And are we allowed to talk about Japan at all?
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
the whole country.
Wait, what? Let me preface, like, what?
What do you mean, what?
Like, all of it, or?
Just about your job and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring up names or anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because I was going to talk about my tattoo, getting my bunghole tattooed.
Oh. I hope it's an octopus.
It is. And it actually says one ring to rule them all.
Okay. Is it light fire too?
Yeah. As soon as I get Taco Bell.
If you get your butthole tattooed and you fucking shit too much, like, does a hemorrhoid affect the ring?
I don't know. So I, dude, like, I had to worry about, like, cause we were, I mean, obviously I didn't have my butthole tattooed, but I was pretty damn close. I was like, dude, how do I heal this? And he's like, very fucking carefully. I was like,
did you have to just sit there spread forever?
No, I wasn't like spread. I was like hanging.
You're like, Dad, I can't go to work. And you just sat there and just spread cheek.
Just butt cheek. No, I wasn't really spread. I'll explain it.
Did you, I'm so like, you had to knuckle for your butthole. Did your finger ever slip in?
only one knuckle. So it's fine.
Does he put the healing skin over the top of it and you couldn't shit for a week?
Yeah, I had to have the Sanoderm over my butthole. Yeah, basically. It's like, you know how when you used to do like the Saran wrap over the toilet, it's basically over your bunghole now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You just poop fucking fart bubbles.
Yeah.
And plug a hole in it and it comes out like soft serve.
And then you get constipated and then it comes out your mouth.
What?
Huh?
It's okay, pardon. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Circle of Jerks, where we talk about Ryan's butthole tattoos. We've missed you.
I quit.
Mike put us back in our box after the election shows, where we had to talk about real stuff for straight weeks.
That wasn't fun.
It was painful.
It was. It hurt my bunghole.
Yeah. Ryan, what hurt more, doing election shows or getting your tattooed butthole?
I'm sorry, my bad.
I am so out of it. I'm dyslexic now speaking.
You're not just dyslexic. You're reading dyslexic and speaking dyslexic.
Speaking dyslexic, yes. I talk in riddles and rhymes.
I will say this. I a lot of my body is tattooed now.
But your dick.
My cock is. It said my other dick is black. So
that's where the head of the dragon is for his cultural appropriation tattoo.
Yeah.
So it's fire.
Yeah, fire. This last tattoo, I had to do like upper inner thigh.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And then like butt cheek. So like
inner butt cheek.
Yeah, like inner butt cheek and like
the crack.
In the crack, yeah.
Did you have to shave your crack?
I didn't do it.
He shaved your crack.
Yeah.
I used to always laugh when I got my back tattoos because I was like, dude, this is like a free
back shave.
Like, I mean, at that point, you should have just got a laser done. Because, I mean,
I don't think you can laser.
You can't laser after your tattoos.
No. I'm saying you could have had your ass crack lasered and then got the tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Hi, lady. Look at my butthole. Can you laser this so I can get a dragon?
you sound like that sounds like something as someone that's in the Special Olympics would say.
So wait, my dragon.
Your dick says your other dick is black. Does that mean you have a black dick tattooed on your ass crack? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my ass crack.
Going up or down.
So I will say this.
Were you afraid to fart?
Dude. Okay. So hold on.
Were you eating kale like a week?
Yeah, I made sure I ate lots of fiber, you know? No, I will say this, the butt is like the weirdest thing to get tattooed. It's weird because it's like at one point on your butt, it's like, ow, that hurts like a motherfucker. And then 3 inches over, it's like, that doesn't hurt at all.
Right.
And I think it's so like once you, like when you get into like the crack area,
the tailbone area, I would imagine sucks.
Horrid. It was awful. But as he's going down, like in my crack, it sounds so bad, but it's like, it's, you know,
it is bad.
For the video audience, we are talking about his butthole getting cracked because I forgot to hit record right away. So we're catching you up real quick. Go ahead, Ryan.
So he's like, you know, because we're
on camera, nothing changed.
Nothing's going to change, dude. So what's interesting about it though, is it's like, cause it's all background, like the area, cause it's all
butt is background. Okay.
It's the background of the tattoo. God, Jesus, I need to fucking say
stand
everything.
Up and, like, show the back of your leg to the camera right now.
Okay.
Fuck it. Show us your ass.
So Ryan right now is pulling up his leg, and you can see his butthole tattoo right now.
So was there an assistant like pulling your ass cheeks apart?
No. So it's like, so when I go in for my tattoos,
it's very private.
It is. So I actually have to put a thong on. It is what
it is. Do you own your own or does
you? No, just, it's disposable.
So did he have to pull the panties to the side?
Yeah, he slid it in. So as I'm basically the way I was on the table was like, basically. So the table is like middle of my chest, and I'm kind of this side of my body is hanging off.
Uh huh.
So he could like, you know,
you were bent over the table.
No, I was on it, laying on it. Okay. This side of my body was hanging off of it.
So Ryan is demonstrating the fact that his left side of his body is hanging off the table, so his butt crack opens.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm not spread eagle by any means, but
that probably would have been easier for him.
Probably
just lock down his feet.
You could have just laid down, spread your legs, and you could have spread your ass cheeks forward.
I could have, but there's no reason to spread them because we're not going that deep into my fucking butthole. So
that's what she said.
So I will say this: as we went down, like on my left cheek, there was at one point he's
you
like.
Came?
I jizzed so much on the table.
It just was rattling the shit out of my prostate.
Straight Stifler.
Yeah. Making my own tattoo goo here, buddy.
Here, can we use this for later?
Just rub this on top.
It's basically like fucking Aquifer. The moment he got like parallel to my butthole, I could feel the vibration of the tattoo machine in my butthole.
Yeah.
So your balls were jiggling.
Dude, it was the most unbelievable pain that I've ever experienced. And I've had a lot, like,
I've had a lot of anal.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of anal.
I mean, he was basically going down your prime meridian there, buddy.
Dude, I've had both my elbows done, both ditches, like on my arms, in my like armpit area. This blew all of it away. And the sad thing, here's the thing that really sucks about it, is I have to do the exact same thing on my other cheek.
Oh, you didn't do them both at once, man?
No, dude, because the amount that we did on my left side was so much in a 4-hour session. But, dude, I was fucking struggling.
I bet.
Like, it got to the point where, like, people were texting me. And I was just like, fuck off.
Yeah, I bet.
Leave me alone.
So where it wraps around to your inner thigh, are you going to connect it across your taint?
No, it's not how it works.
You should.
No,
you should
it's
get a
not.
Button put there.
No, you just get like one of those little red Japanese bridges that goes right across your taint.
It's called a Tori. I mean, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I'm glad you're so into everything Japan, Ryan.
You can have a little man walking across it.
Yeah, little guy. Yeah.
Little guy.
Walking right in my taint. Yeah.
Ryan had a big announcement for me that he is going to be moving to Japan to teach kids English. Jesus. Is it kids or just?
It depends. It depends on what kind of contract I get.
How are you going to teach anybody English
when you can barely fucking speak it?
I need you to explain, like, is it flashcard based? Like,
okay, so
I really do wish.
Have you ever
heard
of brain quiz? Brain quest. That's how I'm going to do it. No, I'm kidding.
You know, you're brave because you're going into a different world altogether.
Yeah.
And like you're like, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm like, what does a golf course management degree have to do with
teaching
English?
So the research that I've done, when you're teaching English as a secondary language.
Should you know the primary language?
You have to understand that people you're teaching are learning it as a secondary language. The other thing that. With this certification, you have to have a degree. Okay. You have to have a degree. It doesn't matter what it's in to actually get the certification.
Amazing.
So luckily I have one of those. You know, I didn't do very well in my senior year, but I did get a degree.
Yeah, these equal degrees, buddy.
It's fine. The other thing that's interesting
GPA
about it is
there, you're fine.
Thank God. The other thing that's interesting about it is in Japan, at least, and I don't know how it is in other countries, but in Japan, they don't want you to speak any Japanese. They don't want your students to know that you speak Japanese.
You're just gonna yell at them. You're like, hey, fucker, I don't know what you're saying.
they want immersion. Full immersion. Yeah, they want full immersion in the language. So a lot of times in Japanese classrooms, if you are an English teacher or an English you know, part of the school, there's another teacher in there with you.
Okay.
And essentially what you're doing is she, like, that depends, right?
They're there to make sure the kids aren't talking shit about you.
Or they're, yes, or they...
plotting to cut off your pinky.
He's like, I'm gonna fucking get rid of his ring finger. He dishonored his family.
This is real.
It is. It's just the kids aren't usually in it.
You don't know.
It's not like here or Somalia.
Are you gonna have to wear, like... Clothes that cover you from...
Yeah, so...
They see that.
No, so a lot of times for like something like... It also depends on where I get a contract. So there's, you know, public schools, which is like, you know, teaching kids, you know, whatever. There's alt schools.
I hope you get Bow Wow as a kid.
How sick would that be, dude? Hell yeah. there's alt schools. So alt schools are like actual alternative language teaching schools where you could teach any age range.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's like businesses. So business wise, obviously suit, tie, whatever. If you're doing like a school, it's like button up shirt, you know, like teacher attire, you know? So
I get into the business one, man. Get in the business.
It's
one.
The worst paying.
Oh,
public school is the best paying one.
How is it the worst paying? You think it'd be the best paying and you could make connections like business shit.
Worst paying. So the school. So if you can get a school teaching, you know, like elementary school level or middle school level,
mm-hmm.
that's the best paying job as an English teacher over there.
Wild.
The fact that Ryan is teaching anybody English is going to be amazing.
Anything, period.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm appalled that they'll even let me do it. But, you know, hey, I got
to
get
it. You going to bring candy to class?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're just going to have all
There's
going to
be a bowl of candy on my desk.
Different Absolutely. Kind of Kit Kats. Be like, hey, you guys have different food here.
Yeah. You got Gaijin Yakuza. Yeah. No, I've done a ton of research. And I've watched like the people that have gone over there. There was a lot of people that have gone and done this and only wanted to do like a year.
The only one died.
Yeah. Only one. It's only one person. She was in Vietnam though. So it doesn't matter. Hmm. Usually people will do Fred like a kidney. Year. She's a tub of ice. Usually they'll do like a year. That's your contract. And then people end up staying 3-4 years. I think the thing for me that I have going for me is that I'm older. Because a lot of people that do this fresh out of like college
mm-hmm.
and they can only do it for a year and then they go do something else.
Yeah.
For me, I can do it a year and then sign an extended contract because I am older and it's like, you know, so there's a lot of the hard parts about it are not so much the getting the job and everything. I think it's a lot of people that have an issue with this is they're younger. And they get the culture shock of Japan. I've been to Japan 6 times. Like I have no qualms about what I'm walking into, like just the business culture, like, you know, even the, you know,
you know how to shut up on a bus.
I know. Yeah. I know how to shut my mouth. Like I know how to basically
random.
That's crazy. Those are words I never thought I'd ever hear Ryan ever say.
He knows how to shut up.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I don't, here in the States, I'm an ignorant fuckface. Over there, I'm a
distinguished fuckface.
Yes, I am a very, very quiet person. I am not loud. I try not to be disrespectful at all.
And I try not to be,
right? I don't want to be.
You know what you do, dude? So I had a buddy that went over, kind of like you were saying, shortly after college, I believe. He went over, he did the same thing in South Korea. Here's what you do. You go over there, you teach these kids 1-2 years. That whole time you're doing that, you're trying whatever you can to get into Kojima Productions.
Just start working for Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. Just figure out something that you can do there. Teach them fucking English.
The thing is, I have a couple connections with...
teach them how to settle their scores so we can get good video games.
Yeah. Hey, Hideo, can you like work with Sony again so we can maybe get some cool shit? You
know, Death Stranding was fucking amazing.
Yeah. I didn't want to walk around in a walking dude, simulator so 2022.
Either way, you should try to get a job there.
So, yeah, I mean, I've done a ton of research on it. I'll be there for 4 weeks from April to middle of May and to get my certification. And it'll be interesting. I think the 4 weeks there will be a nice little like kind of precursor of like living there. And, you know, I've already given it kind of some thought and talked to my girlfriend about it. Like, I'm going to give it 3 years. That's kind of like the... You know,
that's
sweet spot.
That's a significant investment of time.
So, I mean,
especially at your age, you're going to make it 3 years.
I don't know. I might fucking die, dude.
You keep drinking all that shitty energy drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
they'll get over there and it'll be more healthy.
They are actually. They're way better for you over there. They're less
I'm
sugar.
Sure they are.
Everything over there is better for you. It's quite wild, actually.
I don't know. I do wish you all the luck, and I'm happy that you found happiness and you get to go over there. Again, I just find it strange that you're teaching anybody anything.
I used to teach golf. That's the same
different.
Thing.
It's
really.
Rich white guys.
No. It's rich white ladies, too.
Okay.
And old ladies that don't really want to, they just need someone to talk to.
Again.
Yeah, but the difference is, like,
impressionable kids correct. Are a little bit different. There,
you're
buddy.
Teaching people a leisurely thing. To blow off steam while drinking booze.
Well, teaching them English is blowing off steam too.
No, you're teaching.
I'm gonna teach them four letter words.
You're teaching kids. You're teaching kids in the hopes that they use that to like.
I know. I want them to use fuck.
Improve their life and be multilingual.
I think
Sensei Denton, I use fuck five different ways.
That is an A+ for you. He told
you have,
me.
You have an extreme responsibility in this situation. The golf, not so much.
Takashi, very good job, but you need to say fuck like this. Fuck! Like that. That's how you do it.
Your enunciation is wrong.
You're off.
God
ah, fucku.
Now use fuck as a verb.
Yeah, you can use it as any.
I know. It's,
it can be anything.
It's the best word ever.
It really is.
Ryan uses it.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
How long... rest of the show is just going to be kind of new shit because we've been gone for the longest time and the world has ended and restarted in that amount of time. And there's just a bunch of chaos that I want to talk about. How long do you guys shit for? How long do you sit on the toilet? I sit on this toilet to pee when I'm bored because I just want to scroll.
Okay. So I pee, I sit down to pee at night because I want to keep my eyes closed. So I don't want to wake up.
I've made some messes by not doing what you're saying.
Yeah, like you're like,
especially you got like a half a chub or a full on fucking.
Yeah, you get a rager and it's starting to pee everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. So like I sit down to pee at night.
Uh-huh.
If I'm pooping, okay, let's rate the poops. Let's rate the poops, right? So if it's like we're going to do a 1 to 10 scale.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell doesn't make me shit. So okay. Let's say like
lies.
It doesn't. I absolutely. No. Ooh. Okay. So I restarted my HelloFresh subscription, and they have, you know how that's like, oh, you know, drizzle oil in the pan to like whatever.
Yeah.
Olive oil makes you poop.
Yes, it does. So
really?
Yeah. So if I do too much, obviously I have to keep it pretty tame,
it's
right?
Because your body's like, what is this awesome amazing thing?
Natural, yeah, this natural thing, give me butter.
Yeah, give me the good stuff.
Not even butter, it's like we should be melting spree.
I think, well, it's not so
hell yeah. Ryan cooks the chicken and spree.
That would be awesome. So it's only if I use too much, right? If I use a little bit like I'm supposed
there's
to,
there's no
fine.
Such thing as too much olive oil.
Yeah, well, apparently my stomach's
it's
as
nectar
otherwise.
Of the gods.
I think it's also too because they give you a lot of like chicken sausage and like
yeah,
stuff.
I know.
It's a very
too.
It's a very greasy.
Use avocado oil. It has a higher temp smoke point.
That just sounds like I have to go to Whole Foods and I don't want to do that.
No, you get it at Costco in a spray can. It's pretty cheap.
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's
get down to poop times here.
Okay. So okay. I'm sorry. We fucking okay. So
God damn,
let's
we went ADD real quick.
I'm sorry. That's what we do on here. Okay.
These three energy drinks in.
If this poop is like
a package of sprees and
I'm fucking buzzing. If it's a 7, let's say it's a 7 poop where it's like, oh, I got to poop, right? Like pretty good. 10, 15 minutes. I'll scroll on my phone a little bit, you know, like I'm not fucking, I don't want to blow an O-ring, you know, I'm not going to force it out.
I know you don't want to ruin that tattoo.
Right. Yeah. I got shit to worry about back there, you know, like, so, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. Is that too long? I don't.
Steve, what are we at poop time here?
Probably 5 to 7 max.
Of course, Steve is the healthiest one out of all.
No, it's a matter of just sitting there. My fucking legs start to go numb, and I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Circulation problems at that point. Experts say you should spend no more than 10 minutes on the john. Prolonged sitting on the toilet has been connected to an increase of hemorrhoids and weakening the pelvic muscles.
You got to do Kegels.
Because sitting on the toilet seat compresses your buttocks.
Your buttocks.
Buttocks.
What if I do like the squatty potty? Is that like,
I think that would help,
right?
Elevate the feet.
Yeah.
I have the squatty potty. It just sits in the shower downstairs now.
Shit in the shower?
No.
Do you like cheese grater it into the
I push it down.
Oh God.
No, because we had the squatty potty for Harley when she couldn't, her feet were dangling.
Oh yeah.
And now that she can like reach.
Now that she's as tall as you?
No, because she's 7'3". It just sits in the downstairs shower that nobody uses.
Squatty potty.
Yeah. So
don't sit too long.
Don't sit too long.
Stop making cool phone games.
I didn't tell you to give me an hour of extra life on like Candy Crush. I might sit there for the hour to finish my hour of Candy Crush.
Hey, look, I got 4 Pokemon packs to open online. I'm going to sit there and open 4 of them online. Okay. It is what it is. Might take me 10, might take me 15 minutes. It is what it is. Don't fucking tell me how I can shit whenever way I want to. If, you know, sometimes my legs will get, you know, go numb from sitting
That's
there
what
too
I'm
long.
Saying, like, but it just doesn't take
then
that long.
Then you fall into the shower.
Yeah. I have to clean myself off somehow.
Got a bidet, don't you?
No.
I
will when I'm in Japan.
You'll have the good ones too.
Oh yeah.
You should have a bidet regardless.
The bidet is the great the toilets in Japan are the greatest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
That's why Ryan's actually moving.
I'm moving for the toilets for sure.
Yeah.
You get the nice butthole blaster 9000.
Yeah.
That powder afterwards.
That's actually what he puts in on the Zillow search for apartments and stuff is butthole blaster 5000.
Must have.
Been a while since we've done an OnlyFans story.
Oh, God.
OnlyFans model Scarlett Voss reveals that she is pregnant with her stepbrother's baby.
Oh.
It was her Christmas miracle.
Oh, her stepbrother?
Well, I mean, it's her stepbrother.
That's a porn. That's a porn
that's
category.
By marriage.
Do you really think it's stepbrother, or do they just say stepbrother?
I think they're saying
get
it.
Get away with having the porn, because if you say it's your real brother.
So here's the deal. I'm looking at the picture.
Hold on, let me see. Is she...
And they have some similar qualities in their eyes, and you know.
That makes sense.
What, like they're both on drugs?
No, like maybe they're not. Maybe they are legitimate brother and sister.
Wait, hold on. OnlyFans.
I mean, they make a cute couple.
What? Who is all? So it's her husband and her stepbrother.
Yeah. Fuck.
Damn.
Fucking my uncle.
All right.
I mean, it's the best way to meet somebody.
I mean, yeah, you live close.
Yeah, proximity and timing.
Yeah. Hey, your rumor, mine.
Right. It's like that movie.
I think
Cruel,
this is
it's like
this
it's,
is bullshit.
It's like Cruel Intentions.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the photo. This is bullshit.
What do you think is bullshit?
I think this is bullshit because, first of all. Stepbrothers like and sisters don't look like this. This is that nah, dude.
They're too attractive to be stepbrother and sister.
Yeah, it is horseshit, dude.
What do you think mom and dad like?
This is bullshit.
What does mom and dad look like?
It's a story to get fucking headlines. There's no way this is real.
Well, I mean,
no way. I've watched enough porn. This is fake.
Okay.
This is porn fake.
Do you watch enough porn that you consider yourself porn literate, Ryan?
I'm very porn literate.
So they say it is, scholars say,
oh God,
that it's time to talk about pornography.
Okay.
More adolescents are watching it than ever.
Yep. It's easy to get.
What is needed is a frank conversation and porn literacy.
Porn. Is that a class? Can I teach it?
I feel
not in
like
Japan.
It'd have to be pixelated out.
The history of porn literacy starts with what the hell was it called? It wasn't Skinamax. It was Spice.
New York Times sucks. I can't even look at the.
Why can't you look at it?
Because
it
I have to create an account.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
It is allegedly that they're saying that it's time to talk to teenagers about that are looking at pornography, especially the hardcore, explicit, often and violent. You want to know who did the study?
No.
Or who's telling this? The Soaking University of the country.
Utah?
Brigham Young.
Of course, BYU is the one fucking... Shut up, BYU.
I always have to be careful to the couch saying things like, I'm not saying porn is good. I'm just saying it's a reality. Like, porn literacy to me is probably the funniest thing I've heard going on. I don't ever want to talk to my daughter about porn.
No.
It's nothing that, like, my parents discuss with me. We grew up with Skinamax.
Sublime Directory.
And Sublime Directory and all those things. We in picture trading on AOL.
Oh my God.
Do you guys picture trade?
I never picture trade. I did age, sex, location though.
Yeah.
ASL.
But
I never did picture trade.
No. Picture ASL, trade was like you would like, it was like an honor system of trading. It was like, because they do that on Roblox where they have the honor system. Like, I promise I will give you this if you have this. type wow. thing.
So what was your, what was yours?
It would just be one of those things like, hey, I got the latest spread from Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, fuck.
And they'd be like, well, I have something. And be like, well, do you have anything voyeur or amateur? And they'd be like, yeah, I do. And then you're like, all right, send it. And then you'd have to send your picture.
Wow.
Back and forth.
That's so are you sending it with dudes?
Well, if that's what we're trading, like I would send you, I would text you a picture of a hot chick.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, like, fair. Okay,
how's
fair.
It any different?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I mean, I could care less what the word. Everyone like we're beating off each other.
Circle of jerks. Who cares? Circle of jerks.
But the fact that like, I think we've grown up in a porn society, and
yeah,
I think we've talked about it before on the show. I remember before I had sex, I thought the positions you saw on Skinamax were the way that sex was had.
Well,
then I realized once I started having sex that there is no way the penis inserts in that angle.
Well, it can. And it's just going to hurt.
Yes, me.
Wait, which angle?
Don't worry about it.
You know, you never saw them where they like laid like.
They please both show
laid
us.
Like flat on each other. And like the guy would be like, Steve, we don't all have massive fucking hogs. So.
Like, I'm trying.
See, I'm okay. not getting it at any angle. I fuck both you from here. Big. My name's Steve. I got a huge cock.
I got the Devastator.
Oh, God, pounding the fucking ass from here. Fuck the girl block away right now.
I think it's the
go
same.
Over here with my small dick.
I have an average penis. Whatever. I think the
way to make it about you. I was talking about me.
I know, but I was saying like I've got an average. You got a small. Maybe you guys got a massive.
You guys put them together like
bears a Goldilocks's cock.
If you guys put them together like Voltron, you make one big dick.
Yeah, I'll form the head. So it goes back to the same thing I talked about. Like I don't remember what show it was a while back, where I felt like. When I was like out dating a lot and I would go on dates with girls who were younger than me, like they were
legal. I hope
what God, they were a lot more attuned to like sexually. And I think that has to go with,
Do you think so?
Because of the porn. I think it's 100% because of porn. And I feel like, you know, you can't throw a rock nowadays and not hit someone who has an OnlyFans.
I think it's a combination of just, porn, because I think when we were kids, especially Bobby and I, women did not, they weren't looking at porn hardly at all, if at all. So I think that's a huge component. I think you're spot on.
Like the spitting on the cock thing has been definitely like a last 10 year type thing.
Maybe even less, right? But yeah. I think the other part that you might have encountered is a lot of whores.
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 The whores.
Well, yeah, I think the thing is like.
Whores looking for a cock.
There's just. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think not only, you know, just OnlyFans, porn, whatever.
It's become mainstream.
It's become super mainstream. I mean, like when I was a kid, it was like Bobby said, it was like,
when did anal become vanilla sex?
Yeah, dude, like it is. You laugh, but it 100% is. I cannot believe how many girls are like, yeah, I fucking love that. It's like
first date, fuck me in the ass.
Dude, I've experienced that. It's the weirdest fucking thing. And it's like, that was not a thing. That was not a thing when I was fucking 18. You know, like you didn't just, hey, put it in my ass. Whoa.
You were lucky to get it in the normal places.
Yeah, you were lucky to touch a boob. You know, like it's crazy now. And
just
I
just like remember fingering a girl and then like just trying to rub the butthole with a pinky.
Yeah,
and
just trying to get like, a little tickle.
And it'd be over and you'd be like, oh, I guess this is now, like Ryan said, there's like fuck me in the ass. You're like, I'm so confused.
Yeah,
right now.
Dude, it's so quick. It'll make your head spin. I think we're in an overtly sexualized society now, dude. Like everything is OnlyFans and everything is like, you know, oh, I do this and oh, you know, do you want to, it's just weird, man.
We talk about it all the time. Cause we send each other reels of all these.
Yeah.
Like where this sexual revolution has like normalized mediocrity in attractiveness and a lot of things.
Will the sexual revolution be televised?
Yes. Twice on Tuesdays.
Yes. Any day that ends in Y.
Well, you know, that happened in ancient Greece and Rome, and look what happened to them.
Oh, so this is the start of the downfall of the civilization?
I think that there's a trajectory.
History repeats itself.
It usually does. It's in cycles.
Yeah.
Fucking whores.
Steve, I didn't tell you this, but Ryan actually used ChatGPT and AI to write his stuff to get him into the school to teach English.
I didn't know. I didn't
real well.
I use it for my cover letter and my resume.
And my resume.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't know I shouldn't do that.
It worked.
Of course it did.
Of course. Just like it worked where they made that fake video of Scarlett Johansson.
Wait, what's she doing in the video?
Nothing exciting.
Good. Oh, nothing good good?
They're using AI for evil.
Oh.
By not showing her naked doing random things.
No, she already did. They already did that.
Yes, I've seen all that.
She's so hot, dude.
But they did this t-shirt of a middle finger.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. Where, you know, fuck Kanye type scenario that she is now outraged and calling for the U.S. government to regulate the use of AI.
What a weird, like, haven't they been photoshopping like celebrities with t-shirts on for like years now to try to sell the t-shirt?
Yes,
without
as soon as you have a blank t-shirt, they'll put a saying over the top. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not new to this, right?
But the fact that she thinks that this is going to be the rule of AI, I enjoy AI. I enjoy some of the creativity that comes out of it.
Sure.
Like Ryan, I don't know if you saw, but that ice sculpture I sent you was AI generated. I thought it was real.
I thought it was real too when I first saw
it. That's the problem with it. That is 100% the exact problem.
No, I understand that it's getting too fucking good that you don't know what the hell's going on. But I also find it entertaining when I see the videos of like them mock, like doing like LeBron James, like being a crying baby over the top of like press interviews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There is entertainment value in it. But like, how does someone regulate or call for regulation of something that is growing the way it is?
Yeah, we're totally doomed. And here's the thing. I appreciate people that maybe don't have the creative sense, whether it's art or music or writing or whatever. Right. It gives them a new tool.
Right. That's how I wrote my cover letter.
I know.
Because I can't write for shit.
I know. And you're going to go teach children English. So there's a lot to be said there.
Yeah, it's
going to
be perfect.
Okay, Zoolander.
But this isn't what anybody wanted AI for. We wanted AI to like be in a robot that would clean our houses and mow our lawns and do our landscaping.
Just remember when AI started, cooking. It was like, this is how we find the cure for cancer, because AI will be able to run simulations over billions of things.
So they've done
like Doctor
some
Strange.
Of, yeah, so they've done some of that already. They have been able to use it for those purposes.
But seeing fake titties is kind of cool.
We're not using it for where it should be applicable in the way that we were led to believe as younglings.
You realize that we live in Idiocracy, right?
Of course 100%. We do.
Because like,
I wonder if Mike Judge is from the future.
Maybe he is. Maybe he came from the future.
Because that movie's 20 some odd years old at this point.
Yeah.
And it is more relevant now than it ever has
been. So fucking relevant. I rewatched it recently and I was like, God damn, this movie is fucking real life, dude.
So like when we talk about AI and all this other stuff, like Fortnite did the concert for the rapper that killed himself. I'm drawing a blank.
Extension?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Juice WRLD.
Sorry.
Juice WRLD?
Yeah, that Juice WRLD has been dead for 10 years, committed suicide. Something like that. He's been dead for a while.
Did he commit suicide?
Yes, he committed suicide.
How did he do that? Overdose? I think it was overdose, right?
Wait, what?
Yes, Juice WRLD just released an album.
He's dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they said it was from the vault, like he was Prince and recorded all the time.
Yeah, no way.
Now, I'm seeing all these artists that are releasing albums after they've been dead, and I'm wondering if this is AI at this point.
It has to be, right?
Dude, the Beatles just won an award for that song, and they cleaned up John Lennon's
Paul's
vocals.
Still alive.
Well, so is Ringo, but Paul's I'm just dead. Saying, like, they...
Paul is dead.
No, he's not.
It's a joke.
Oh. I was like, George is dead.
So they just had this dude in Fortnite and he's dead.
Yeah, yes. That's why they did the live concert on Fortnite, because he's not alive for the release of the album.
What the hell?
Yeah, and like, I want to say somebody, like I was looking at the music, like release for the week,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else that's dead is just released another like album. And I'm like, what is going on? Oh, Ashanti.
What?
There's a new Ashanti single.
No way. She's been dead for almost 20 years.
Yeah. And you're wondering.
What the fuck are they finding this shit?
What?
I'm just saying, like, if it's not AI, where the fuck, like.
How do these things, because I know, like, when they said Prince dead, that they're like, he used to record all the time, and he could release new albums.
Yeah, but, I mean, he just had a shitload of music nobody even heard.
But at this point, it's just like, are they taking these voices, because we've seen these videos on the internet of them mocking voices. I mean, we could buy apps on our phone that change your voices perfectly to somebody else's.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, now, like, is this what we're going to get into with musicians, is this thing? And like Steve said, like, how do we control the artistic, like, ability of people? And when's the first time that somebody uses somebody's voice because they didn't sign their contract the right way to make something like this? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, I understand the thought process of, like, you know, it killing some of the ingenuity and stuff like that that comes with artistry. But I also, like you said earlier, I see the entertainment value in it. Yeah. I mean, essentially, like, when I use it to write my cover letter, I essentially wrote the cover letter and I had it clean the cover letter up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I had it fully right. I know, but I'm just saying, like, it
there's an art.
I use it for work a lot, just to clean up what I'm trying to do.
Because look, as we sit here, I'm not a stupid person, but my writing is not good. It's never been good. But I can have an articulate thought. I just need someone to. I need a little. You know,
ghostwriting.
I need a little tweak. You know,
there's an art to even writing prompts, even if it's just a basic Google query.
Yeah.
But let alone like a prompt for any kind of generative AI. But
I just I see the benefits of it, and I also see where it can be misused. And I think, you know, I think at the end of the day, we've got to have some sort of, like.
The cat's out of the bag. There's no guardrails going on. No,
there's no way of stopping it. I feel like there's got to be some sort of, like, you know, line that you just don't cross with it. But it's too late. The internet.
It's too late.
Yeah,
it's too late,
the
because they started putting that shit out there. I mean, that one that just came out of China that's apparently the most powerful one yet, they threw it out on GitHub and just made it, like, open source. So that means that anybody can fork the code and do whatever the fuck they want with it. But even before we got that far, I mean, that was going to happen eventually. Somebody would do that eventually.
At some point,
But even... within, you know, OpenAI or Meta, you know, Google's been pretty good about it, but Elon's Gronk, all of them, the teams inside those institutions that existed from an ethics perspective, they didn't last very long. Money trumps all.
So it always does.
It's always going to be like, well, are we profitable? Can we make revenue off this? If not, then we got to make money. Otherwise, how are you going to continue?
I'm wrong.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes and how this progresses. It's just, as even like for a bit for the show, I was like, I wonder if AI could write shows, you know, but they won't do anything vulgar for us. I tried. Do you guys know who Dank DeMoss is?
I have no fucking clue who that is.
Well, Dank DeMoss, who describes herself as obese and a BBW, big, beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know this one.
This bitch is suing Lyft because...
Can't fit.
I wonder why.
Said, I'm going to cancel. You need to order an XL.
I wonder what size she wears. It's probably like triple extra large.
She's 500 pounds, bro.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, she should know that if she wears an extra large or extra large, she should order an extra large.
Oh, I got you. So you're the size of where, like, it should have a limit. Like, Lyft should have a limit.
Yeah, like, if you wear a quadruple, like, extra large
she
shirt.
She needed the 3/4 ton pickup.
Yeah. She needed the half ton.
That car that she wanted to ride in. There's no way she's going to be able to win this suit. The car that she tried to get a ride in didn't even have a weight capacity sufficient for her by herself from a load perspective. You know, like, The driver.
Might as well sue Kia or whatever.
Yeah, it was, dude, I'm sorry, man. This is ridiculous. I think it is. We're at a point where it's almost as ridiculous as the fat bitch that's suing Pringles because she couldn't get her hand in the Pringles because her wrist is too big.
But where does this stop? So this lawsuit goes through and say she wins. What's the next fat person going to go?
There's no way it's going to win.
No, I'm just, there's Steve, no way, hypothetically dude. Speaking.
Okay.
Like Disneyland. You know, has certain restrictions on who can fit in the certain cars for safety reasons.
You know how far we take this, Bobby?
We kill all fat people.
No, this is how far you take it. The first chick that you can't fit inside of.
What?
You're too small. You're too tight. I'm suing you.
I don't have that issue.
Of too small, too tight.
I don't have the sledgehammer, so I don't.
It's like a little toothpick.
Yeah, it's like a little like a needle dick.
That's how far you take this, Bobby. Because at this point, anything goes. You can sue anybody for anything.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
People's court.
Steven,
the plaintiff, comes in and says her vagina was too small. Dun, dun,
dun. Here's photo evidence of his huge cock.
Dun, dun, dun.
We had to use an IMAX camera.
The ultra wide. Dude, I'm sorry. First of all, I can't even look at this photo of this fucking bitch.
So, ouch. She's horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, the fact of the matter is, I think I sent both you guys it, yeah. But she went to the Breakfast Club, which is, I think, in a hot 97 in New York.
She was out of breath walking in there.
The God is like the host. I think a lot of people would recognize him.
Yeah, I know.
It's a pretty popular show. She sat in a chair. And the chair was not to her liking. Charlamagne told her to get up and yanked a fucking love seat over for her, and she filled out the love seat. I just don't know when people need to take responsibility for themselves.
I think there are the key words, Bobby. We live in a culture right now where everything, it's narcissism thanks to social media amplifying everything and making everybody. It doesn't help that our individualistic attitude in the West, particularly in our country, is like, you know, uno number one, you know, look out for yourself. But then you amplify that shit behind social media as a megaphone. So, and it just creates this feedback loop. And it's like, just take responsibility for yourself.
The rapper, bigger people should be accommodated just like we accommodate the LGBT community.
LTGB.
Whatever. Here's a
we're adding a fat. They're going to add a donut to their flag.
Oh my God.
With sprinkles. Don't forget the sprinkles.
For winners.
They're for closers. Sprinkles for closers. This is such horseshit. I really think this is bullshit because you have a choice. Okay.
It's not a choice, Ryan.
There are people that have medical issues that are fat. It's not a choice as you eat your seventh Big Mac of the day. Like, I'm sorry.
Pizza the Hut over here.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're fucking fat, okay? I'm going to use the word fat. You're fucking fat. You're 489 pounds.
This isn't a big boned issue. No, this is huge.
You're huge. You are enormous. And you could probably have stomach staple surgery or something.
Ozempic. I hear that's
I hear
thing.
That's a thing. Like, dude, you at some point, it's your own fucking fault. And I know I sound insensitive and shit. And I know there are people out there that have thyroid issues. And like, sure. I'm not talking to you. You have a medical condition. Now, I don't know if she has a medical condition.
So what is it?
She probably has about seven.
Same guy can't fit into the hatchback.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, you didn't order the convertible lift. Your head pops out the top of my car.
She was not fitting in. I saw that.
Dude, she needs a fucking forklift
door.
Someone, I was going to send it to you, Bobby. Someone photoshopped lift.
It had
like $7,000 for a forklift. And I was like, one, the internet is undefeated.
Like as a vehicle selection.
Yes.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, the internet is undefeated. But I don't feel bad for people like this. I really fucking don't.
Well, they should know that they have an issue. And again, whatever it is that you should know.
But a
Mercedes-Benz sedan is probably not what she needed.
But she wants a Benz because she thinks that she should be riding in a Benz because, again, that narcissism. But I feel bad in the sense that something led her to get to this point.
Yeah, pizza.
Well, sure.
And
but th- you know, whether it is an eating disorder or, you know, her family did not like
love her enough.
Yeah, to like instill decent eating habits or whatever. Maybe they couldn't afford it. Who the fuck knows? But now as an adult that you have this psychosis that you think the world owes you and deserves you.
The world
whatever,
doesn't owe you shit.
That's sad.
Like, bitch, you better buy two fucking plane tickets. You know, like,
oh, she'll sue. Like,
I don't fit in one of your seats. Yeah, because they're made for people, normal size human beings.
They're barely made for me.
Yeah,
220.
I'm sorry,
pounds.
Godzilla, that you don't fit in two fucking seats.
They're not made for most humans.
Fucking weird to me, man. I just this kind of like narcissism is fucking super weird to me.
Yeah. Her legs make my legs hurt looking at them,
dude. Her
my
legs
hurt from her. My ankles hurt from her.
Guys,
legs.
We could take all six of our legs, and they wouldn't be the same size.
Do you realize
hers.
That all three of us?
She weighs more than
her.
Yes, I know. That's the wild thing.
Wait, how much you weigh, Ryan?
I'm at 213 right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me do some math. We're gonna find this out.
She's 490 pounds.
Okay, you said how much?
213.
Bobby, where are you at?
217.
Oh, shit.
What are you at?
I'm at 153.
It's so fucking close,
that's
bro.
That's crazy, dude.
We're three full-size human beings. Yeah.
583.
We're 100 pounds more than she is.
Not even.
Not yeah, a little less than 100. That's fucking crazy, dude.
That's three of us, bro.
We're only 84 pounds heavier than she is combined.
Dude, this bitch would eat us.
She'd have to catch us first.
She gets a little motorized scooter.
Fucking ninja fast of a 500 pounder.
I'm motherfucking Usain Bolt. Damn. Compared to her. Did you ever watch the video of her like getting denied? They videoed it.
Yeah.
I was laughing the whole time. I feel bad.
I can get in.
I felt bad for the guy driver. Sitting there having to have that conversation.
And he wasn't being mean at all.
No, not at all.
It wasn't like, I can't get your fat ass in here.
He was like, I think you need a bigger car. Like,
dude, she'd break the fucking axle.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Sitting dude, on one spark. Side.
Coilovers are only rated for so much fucking weight, you know? Yeah. Like, his coilovers fucking pop.
That's assuming she could even get in the back seat.
There's no way she wedges her way in there.
He's driving like all smushed against the front.
He's in the
this
car like this.
This goes off, I'm fucked.
Like, even if he pulled the front passenger seat
if
forward,
out.
Could she even get into the door frame between...
No!
And then if she did get in, they'd have to call the fire department
to get
with
the jaws
alive.
Alive to get her ass out of there. I don't feel bad for people like this at all.
Yeah. No, there's... we've talked a lot about narcissism in the internet, and I don't know if you guys know, but there was a recent string of break-ins for NFL players while they were playing.
I did see that.
Joe Burrow, the star quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, was broken into. They had no clue who did it until the dumbass kid went and posted pictures of himself on social media with Joe Burrow's one-of-a-kind chains on.
Like, I guess, I mean, I understand, you know, man, like, hey, you know, let's go steal this shit. Okay, whatever.
Sell it.
Go fucking sell it. It's one of a kind.
Did they know who they were breaking into?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean,
there literally is a chain that has a Nike Swiss that says JB9 on it.
Yeah, I see it.
Like, dog, like, you don't know whose that is. Like, if you post that, like.
Well, the trick isn't, to your point, even if you went to, there's somebody out there that might not know and they might buy it like a pawn shop, but the trick would be to dismantle all the
jewels
ice off of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's
better ways of doing this shit than what they did. I was just like, when I saw it, I was like, there was a break in the Joe Burrow case. I thought maybe they'd found something, but they're like, no, the dumbasses posted their pictures on social media with his stuff wearing it. And somebody recognized it and called him in.
Joe Burrow has grills?
Joe Burrow's from, remember, played at LSU.
Oh, that makes
sense. He's got that down south blood in him.
That's right. It's a white guy. I saw the grills and I was like.
He also bought a Batmobile, Steve.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
He's got the Tumbler, I believe.
Oh, he bought like the $3 million
one. He bought
one.
The $3 million Tumbler.
What a baller, dude.
If I won the lottery, it'd been one of the first things.
Oh, absolutely.
That and 89. I'd have both.
Which one would you drive more?
The 89.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I would want to save the tumbler for when I really
you
want to
fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I just like
if you look
when
at
the night calls.
Yeah. When he's he need to be vengeance. The thing is, you look at Joe Burrow and you're like, oh, it's a clean cut white guy. And he's got grills and he's got like a Nike swoosh fucking.
The kids all trying to wear Joe Burrow's custom made grills.
He's like, yeah, they don't fucking fit in my mouth, right?
Yeah.
Like.
I would have picked off all those jewels and went down to the Diamond District
and
in
just
New
sold
York.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. You could, dude, you could have, I mean, clearly this, it looks like the Nike swoosh is all, he's got a nine, number nine.
Dude, everything's diamond encrusted.
Diamond
encrusted,
bro. Like,
the chains are diamond encrusted.
I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. Okay. If I had money like Joe Burrow, I'd probably have some dumb shit like this too.
I wouldn't.
I mean,
this does nothing for me.
No, it's not.
None of this does the Batmobile.
Yeah, because it's no different than the Batmobile.
The Batmobile does everything for Steve.
Yeah.
Does everything. Look, diamonds, who gives a fuck? We can make them in a lab. Now, if you had like a meteorite that was the size of a fucking...
A cock?
Like a basketball, now we're talking because that came from space. Diamonds, it's a fucking, who cares?
If you had a thing of kryptonite, I'd be all in.
Yeah, put it right in the right seat of my Batmobile. I'd be ready to go.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. We've spent a lot of time this hour talking about arrogance and people thinking that they can just get away with stuff. And I was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
It's dumb.
Well, I mean, I don't think they had much of a plan outside of fucking stealing that shit. And then like, because if I'm like Steve said, I'm going in here. I'm just like, okay, this guy's got ice. I'm stealing all the ice. And then we're going immediately to fucking get rid of it. I'm not holding on to this shit. No. That's fucking evidence, dude. Like,
no, in fact, you could probably just melt that down, melt it down,
dude.
Separate the ice from the metal. Now you've got pure metal that you can go sell.
Although I feel like too, though, nowadays, if you walk into anywhere to try to sell this,
There's some pawn shops.
I mean, I'm sure there's some dirty ones, but I'm just saying, like, if you tried to get, like, they're going to be like, where the fuck did you get this? Like, you know, like, do you have a receipt for this? Like,
a receipt.
In those states, absolutely. Yeah, but if you just walk in with, like, a nice little velvet pouch full of diamonds.
Sure.
You can't.
I got these in Sierra Leone.
You can't do all of them. You got to do them in small batches.
Blood diamonds, yeah.
Right? You got to do them in small batches over time.
Well, yeah.
And you got to hit multiple shops up. And then you take the metal someplace.
Well, look at this photo of these four gentlemen. I don't think they're not masterminds. They watched Ocean 11 one time.
No, they would have got away with it then.
They should have been watching Heat.
They lose at the end of that movie.
Yeah, but you know.
Uh-huh. Still learn.
Yeah. They die. I don't know if you remember that.
I do, but that was a mistake.
Yes, that's usually what happens.
And their mistake was posted on Instagram.
Yeah, the guy was like, look at me in my custom number 9. Hey, man, you wore number 37 in high school. Why you got a 9 chain on? You know,
what dude are you naming with the name JB?
Yeah, what's JB9? Why are you wearing that?
It's
Bauer.
But they didn't follow Neil's advice, man.
Butt fuck some kids?
No, don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner.
You had to look up the actual
corner. I had to because I didn't want to butcher it.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, did you guys know that movie? Like, there was an original
version?
It's a
remake of something like
that's identical.
Like 6 months earlier.
Yeah, identical. And the original is like shit in terms of acting. They took the same script and got a better cast and went and made an awesome movie.
Almost shot for shot.
Heat's the shit, dude. Movie's great. Anyways. Also, by the way, in this photo of, not to backtrack, there's a wad of money, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee the thing behind it is Goku.
It is Goku.
It is.
Okay, yeah, because
I have that, he says.
I don't have that, but I could, like, that's Goku. They stole Goku. Who the fuck walks in and steals all, and is like, you know, I want that Goku.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe
I stole
shut
it.
Up.
Maybe they didn't steal Goku.
Is there
Goku.
A SpongeBob pendant, too?
There is. It's probably all ice.
That's actually kind of tight.
Yeah, stop acting like you wouldn't steal both those things.
I would. I would take the SpongeBob for sure.
Yeah, but maybe the Goku was not his. Maybe that's actually theirs. But they stole Louis Vuitton bags, which those are stupid. Why is the one kid's face all blurred out?
Maybe he made a plea deal.
Underage.
Oh,
he made a plea deal.
Or he's underage.
He's wearing all the chains like
he's
fucking
got
Mr. T.
Yeah.
So our last shows were tainted election.
Yep.
You know, Trump got elected. Since then, Biden went and pardoned a bunch of people.
everybody.
Everybody. The one I'm very confused about, and he said it was because of potential revenge by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Did all three of us got the shot? Ryan, did you got the shot?
Hold on. I'm fucking going through seven different things here. Okay, yeah, let me see here.
Did you get the shot for COVID?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Okay. I didn't know. I was like, shot. Are you talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Steve got it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I got it because work made me get it.
Yep.
And then he pardons Fauci.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous on, like, what are we pardoning him
for?
Yeah,
why is he getting pardoned?
Like, what could possibly go wrong that a guy who was supposedly acting on behalf of...
Dude, the fact that he pardoned his entire family for things that they hadn't even been
charged with yet?
Charged with, if anything, like...
How... I guess my... How can someone, anyone, doesn't matter who it is, justify any of this? I would love to hear someone who's like left wing, you know, Democrat, let's say a little farther left, right? How someone could justify him doing all of this? Like, what can you say?
I can't justify any of them doing any of the shit that we've seen in the last 20 years.
It's fucking wild to me that you're going to pardon people who have no fucking charges yet at all. Preemptive?
Preemptive pardon.
Preemptive pardon.
It makes you nervous, right?
It's like that Minority Report movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The cognitive balls told him?
Yeah, yeah. What color ball
pre-cog.
Is this?
Precog.
Yeah, precog.
He didn't have any cog, so I don't know how the fuck that happened.
His past cog told him because he don't remember shit.
He don't remember nothing. What am I doing again, Jill? You know, like, dude, this one, you know, when you start looking at all the people that he pardoned, dude, it is a fucking laundry list of just...
I understand, like, pardoning Hunter. Like, sure. Dude was in trouble and I would bail out my kid too.
Sure, I have no issue with that.
The issue I think that most people had with it, which nobody should have been surprised, is that he repeatedly said he wouldn't do it and he would let the justice system play out.
Yeah.
And then he fucking did it and said, deuces.
I forgot. I don't remember what I said yesterday.
Yeah. The motherfucker couldn't remember what he said 5 seconds ago.
How long do you think he sits on the toilet?
Oh, dude. He falls asleep.
Depends, dude. He ain't got his pants.
Poor Jill's got to fucking change that
dude,
multiple times.
Joe.
You know what's wild is Jill's pretty sharp, dude. She's still pretty, like, coherent.
Yeah.
He is.
She probably put those thoughts in his head.
She was the brains of the outfit.
Oh, yeah.
I worry because, again... I got the shot. You got the shot.
Yeah, we all got it.
We all got it.
Look, at this point, whether you got the shot or not, all of us have microplastics in our balls and in our brains.
No, I come out.
So, like, you cut out your balls?
No, I come it out.
Oh.
I come out.
You come out your microplastics. Mm-hmm. It comes
out. It's like a 3D printer.
It's like a little figurine.
It's like a dead 3D printer.
I make spool out of it. Like, I make
filament.
It's a filament. Yeah, it's PLA filament coming out of my cock.
Yeah, it's clear.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I can change the color of it. Depending on what I eat.
At this point, everybody...
like pineapple's yellow.
Anybody up in arms about the shots or anything... Look, you got plastic in your balls.
Oh, I'm not saying that's any better. I'm just worried about the fact that, like I said, they kind of pardoned the dude that was the leader of COVID. Like,
yeah, literally pushed. What to do.
So what is secretive? What is going to happen? What is going to come out that they felt like, yeah, we probably should do this?
I'm curious, dude. Well, you know what's funny is we'll probably never know.
No, we won't.
But we're going to find out allegedly who killed JFK and MLK and
I'll give you, it's the government.
Do you think so? Yeah. So when they release all this, it's going to be like 180 pages of black redaction. Yeah,
it's literally going to be redacted.
The whole thing. Except for the page numbers in the bottom corner.
Right, yeah, well, you can read those. Yeah.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left. I am going to do dealer's choice on what news story we cover here. We have a women's basketball star who has sexual assault charges.
Okay, keep going.
Jason and Kylie Kelsey face backlash over their baby names.
No.
There was a heist in Pennsylvania over $100,000 worth of eggs. There's a company offering $45 per fish bounty on 27,000 escaped salmon.
The eggs.
The eggs. I think that's the most important thing for everybody is eggs.
Yep. Eggs. The heist of the century was pulled in Fast and the Furious 13, where Dom Toretto and his crew
family
went and hijacked 100,000 eggs in Pennsylvania, which has become a whodunit that the police are yet to crack.
Where the Thanks fuck for, are you hiding 100,000 eggs?
In your butt.
So it's a lot of keistering.
4 days after the theft, that law enforcement could say tied the high cost of eggs, no leads have come in. We are relying on leads from people in the community. This is like Robin Hood.
Yeah.
We're hoping somebody knows something and does they can give us a call and give us some tips. In my career, I've heard of hundreds of thousands of, I've never heard of hundreds of thousands of eggs being stolen. This is definitely unique. Who has a dozen years over there? How many fucking egg puns are they going to put in this?
Dude, I'm telling you, there was three Honda Civics with green underglow that pulled up. And, you know, they did the whole harpoon in, and they stole the whole truck.
Because that's 100,000
eggs.
That's the whole trailer stacked.
Yeah.
And it's a refrigerated.
I've seen a case of eggs, which is 60 at Costco, and it's like a fucking 12 by 12 box.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking eggs.
This is a semi-trailer.
How long is that going to last you, though? Like, eggs will go bad.
They will.
They're pasteurized, right?
No, they do. They still go bad.
But it's a long time, right?
It is, but they still go bad. I mean, you can do the egg test in water and see. Floats.
Steve dunks all his eggs before.
Do you?
No.
You dunk all your eggs?
No, I usually go through my eggs fast enough within 3 weeks tops.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm probably pretty same.
2 to 3 weeks tops. But I mean,
I eat two a day.
If you got 100,000,
eggs keep 3 to 5 weeks, though their quality may decline over time. Hard cooking eggs, if you like, were to boil them, or you know,
hard boil.
Week after.
Yeah. Oh, so okay. I mean, if you got 100,000 eggs, obviously you're going to be hooking up your friends and family. But you got to be the Robin Hood of eggs. You just got to be handing out eggs.
Passing them on.
Hey,
who's going to turn in somebody in this economy?
Guys need some eggs.
In this economy, who's going to turn down the dude driving around handing out eggs?
Hey, man, you guys got any more of them eggs?
Yeah, dude.
He's, you know, like, that's a lot of eggs, though, dude. A lot. What are you going to do with that?
Be like the ice cream man, but like the egg man, like the Beatles. And you just
like
drive
Dr.
around.
Robotnik?
You just hand them out.
Just throw them at people?
You could do that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Now you got to rob a toilet paper truck.
Fuck yeah.
Just as expensive as eggs these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if it's not sold out.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, the next COVID that's going to hit.
I stocked up. I got a shitload of toilet paper.
I thought you have a bidet. What do you need toilet paper for?
To dry his butt.
I only had the bidet in the one bathroom.
And sometimes I poop in the other.
Yeah, it's not my favorite bathroom to go in, actually.
Oh, no. Okay, so
have a pooping bathroom?
It's funny you say that because I'm the same way.
I'd rather poop downstairs than the one in my master.
Ironically, yeah. I put the bidet in the... what you call the guest bathroom, the one that's in the hallway.
I'm totally going to Steve to spray my ass.
Dude, so the bathroom that's closest to my game room, like my computer room, is the one I poop in because there's more room.
I have, that's the irony. I have less room in my master, but I like it. It just feels more cozy and comfortable.
Your ass just sits there correctly.
So that bathroom has wet wipes.
Oh, yeah, I have that too.
You got to have that.
Yeah, you have to have
that. Right. And even with the bidet,
shea butter.
Even with the bidet, you end up wasting a lot of toilet paper because you still have to wipe up and dry off and shit.
See, that's
like
the
that.
Beauty of Japanese toilets. They have like dryers.
Better. Yeah.
They like throws air in there and dry your butthole.
But plus you kind of got to get in there and like, it's not just surface level. Yeah. It's not just surface level. You gotta clean a little bit on the, in
the, so the inside.
Steve fingers his butt.
You have to, if you're not doing that,
you can get infections brewed. If you're not doing that,
I've lived 39 years and have never had a butthole infection. And I haven't fingered my
infections. Have you had there, Steve?
Yeah, how many
zero
have you
because I do it right.
But neither have I.
Me and Ryan do it wrong. Like I have a shit stain in my underwear right now.
and that's why you have it. That's why you have it.
Yet to have an infection.
But you don't want shit stains in your underwear. You don't want an infection. And if you ever want to get your ass eaten, then you got to take care.
Oh,
multifaceted.
Right. Yeah. God, I'm just an asshole.
I'm just an asshole or a bunch of jerks, and I don't know how we got there from eggs, but we're done. Bye.
Bye-bye.